I stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you'd think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality, but seemed to have lost something along the way. Michael
Muhammad Knight, the voice of Michael Muhammad Knight from the film Taqwa Core, which is being screened in the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries in Prague. The film focuses on young American Muslims who have embraced rebellious punk rock music, leading to disapproval from some of their community. Ian Willoughby spoke to its director, Omar Majid, who is Pakistani-Canadian, and began by asking about the origins of the style described in the documentary as punk Islam.
Punk Islam has been around for a long time. There's been punk bands in Malaysia and Indonesia and in the Middle East. Metal is very big in the Middle East. But this particular idea, this version of it, which we call Taqwa Core, came about when this white guy in America named Michael Muhammad Knight, he had converted to Islam as a teenager. He'd kind of fallen out of it for a while, gotten into punk, and then he decided, what if you took the best parts of Islam and the best parts of punk? What would that look like? And he wrote this novel called The Taqwa Course, and he came up with this term. And the book was just a novel, but it became a kind of an inspiration amongst young Muslims in North America. And then a nascent scene has just started to emerge over the last few years, and that's what this film has been trying to capture.
Generally speaking, what is the politics of these groups?
It varies. And the thing about Taqwa Core is it's a very wide spectrum. So you have people in this community who are, who are quite spiritual, and you have people who are not so spiritual, but, you know, maybe more connected to their roots or their culture. You have people who are, you know, making music that is very political about the situation in the Mideast, or political in terms of talking about how Muslims are targeted in the West, like through Homeland Security and stuff like that. And then you just have other people, musicians, who are just trying to be more funny or satirical, like a group like the Kaminas, who are like these Punjabi punk rockers from Boston. You know, they sing these very provocative songs making fun of terrorist stereotypes. So they'll sing songs like Suicide Bomb the Gap, or Sharia Law in the USA, and you know, it's a typical punk trying to be kind of rude and provocative to get in your face with their ideas, you know, and playing, like, throwing the stereotype back at you, basically, you know.
In the film, these groups go together on tour around some US cities. Then some of them go to Pakistan. Could you describe how they're received in both countries?
Well, I think it's a very positive film, I think, in many ways, in the way it shows how Muslims can navigate, you know, some of their issues within their community and outside their community. And I think in both places there are different challenges, but ultimately they were received fairly positively in both places. Interestingly enough, in America, when they go to a Muslim convention, the organizers of the Muslim convention get them thrown out because they don't like what they're doing, but they connect to the audience, which is a fascinating sort of moment. It's like a kind of a generational thing. You know, the older generation kind of want to put control on things. It's the same old story, right, as like rock music in the 50s or something, right? In Pakistan, the challenge was a little different because the feeling was, how can we connect to a culture that doesn't really have something like an underground in the way that we have here? And building that up organically. But, I mean, it there as well, we really had to break through mostly issues about class and gender. But when we were able to, I think, do that, which I think shows that there is an appetite for this in the Muslim world.
Omar Majid, the director of Taqwa Core, was speaking to Ian